I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
This has turned into, I'm going to call it a national crisis. I mean, there is a state of emergency declared in several states who are experiencing extreme gas shortages. In many cities, 70% of the gas stations out of gas right now, and lines everywhere waiting to pump fuel, Dave. The president just spoke moments ago about this Colonial Pipeline hack, and he warned gas station owners, don't you dare start price gouging.
Do not, I repeat, do not try to take advantage of consumers during this time. I'm going to work with governors in the affected states to put a stop to price gouging wherever it arises. And I'm asking our federal agencies to stand ready to provide assistance to state-level efforts to monitor and address any price gouging at the pump. Nobody should be using this situation for financial gain. That's what the hackers are trying to do. That's what they're about.
And what we learned about the hackers, they are from Russia, though they don't believe that the Russian government is directly involved. He said they've talked to Moscow, they've discussed it, they're going to crack down on these hackers if and when, or really, if.
Ever.
If ever they find them. But yeah, that was interesting. They acknowledged that these hackers are likely from Russia, though they tried to kind of dance that line that, but we don't believe that it was the Russian government.
Okay, let's dive in deeper, Dave, into how this single hack, really, quite frankly, if you're a hacker, it's a brilliant hack because of the dominoes that have begun to fall across the nation. And that's what hackers want. That's why they are laughing at us right now as they look at these long lines. And, of course, they probably got or will get some sort of a ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline after they hacked their computer systems, encrypt the data. And they got they're going to get a ransom in exchange for giving Colonial Pipeline, the decryption key, the mathematical code to get their data back. But in the meantime, Americans are lined up at the pump, at least in several states, because this pipeline takes gas and jet fuel from Texas, 5,500 miles. It winds along all the way up to New Jersey. One of the first things the Biden administration did do, and to their credit, they had to lift the restrictions on truck drivers, because now we got to start driving all that gas to those places across the U.S. So they lifted the number of hours or the restrictions on the number of hours that truck drivers can stay behind the wheel.
Yeah, I used to be a professional driver. I had my CDL, and they took that very seriously. The number of hours you had to track, you had to have certain hours off in between shifts. So this is one of those kind of state of emergency. We've got to remove some of the regulations and restrictions so that people can, transport more oil and gas and everything they need.
And then also one of the probably thousands of federal acts I've never heard of before, he's lifted the restrictions under the Jones Act. I don't know who Mr. Jones or Mrs. Jones was, but there's a Jones Act out there, and he's going to allow for non-U.S. Transport. So, not United States transport of oil or fuel coming up through the Gulf of Mexico to get it to gas stations. And so he's lifted that restriction that was put in place under the Jones Act. And then also going after the price gougers. He says he's going to work with federal agencies. And in fact, I had no idea until we started looking this up, Dave, that, for example, in California, the United States Attorney's Office has a hoarding and price gouging task force. I'm sure they're going to be standing up those task force all along the eastern United States to catch any gas stations that are price gouging.
I remember during the pandemic, because the hoarding and gas, or the hoarding and price gouging was crazy, and it was everywhere. But on Amazon, shoppers were looking for Purell, you know, that hand sanitizer, and they were selling two bottles that are typically $20 for four times that.
Right.
For $80,
I remember,
for $130.
That. Yeah, I was making my own.
Yeah, you were making your own. Probably smelled better than the stuff, the pure poison I was putting on. But anyway, they cracked down on these price gougers in New York. They had to pay $52,000 in penalties. Wow. And reimburse the customers nearly $23,000.
Good.
So President Biden was sending a very strong message. Listen, gas station owners, if you try to price gouge people, we're cracking down on you too.
Hey, straight ahead, we're going to get a call from Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall. She's decided that it's important for the city to dump $10 million of taxpayer money into the old and dilapidated Raging Waters. We're going to ask her, what are you going to do with it?
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.